Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, this is Jim with I Work For Him. Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you would like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675. 866-713-WORK. 866-713-9675.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation to Christ followers working all over the United States in all kinds of jobs, you've tuned into the voice of the faith and work movement, where it is our mission to turn the workplaces of every Christ follower into a mission field. I'm so glad that you tuned in to I Work For Him. If you're wondering where Martha is this week, she's on vacation with her folks in northern Minnesota. She popped in the show yesterday. She is going to be back on the air with us next week. Always keep in mind that the best place to always find out what's going on with I Work For Him, if you tune in and you something's gone on, you're looking for us, iworkforhim.com. iworkthenumber4him.com is always the greatest place to check. The latest and greatest is out there. Plus, we'd encourage you to go out there and subscribe to the I Work For Him Power Pod, which is out there now and available on every major podcast platform. The I Work For Him Power Pod is all of the golden nuggets that are available out of every show out there on the I Work For Him Power Pod. All right, so in life there are three certainties. Four certainties. Death, taxes, change, and our future hope in Jesus. Everything else is buttercream frosting on an incredible Publix white cake. It's good, but it doesn't last forever.
Whoa.
Today, I know, can you, that's great imagery, huh?
I was thinking about that. Gotta think about that, man.
Publix cakes, man.
I was hungry when I was writing this.
Man.
Right. Well, sorry. Today marks the end of a new beginning. Luke and Dave have been on I Work For Him for almost 6.5 years. They've been faithfully supporting this ministry, have lived out their lives before you month by month. Sometimes it's a little scary. I've only had to edit Dave twice, so not too bad.
No, not more than that. Come on.
No, I've only had to actually edit you a couple of times. But these guys have just been seeking the Lord. What does it mean to be living out their faith and their work as financial advisors? Luke's calling to be the national voice for the biblically responsible investment movement is calling him the new pastors, and Dave will remain faithfully executing his role as financial advisor and investor at Bel Air Wealth Management. Both remain committed to you, our listeners, in making sure that you have access to a financial advisor who has an eternal perspective and who loves the Lord. Dave holds down the fort at Bel Air Wealth Management, found online at bwmadvisors.com. And that's the last time we're going to hear that, folks. And Luke heads off to...
I'll bet at least once more during the next 50 minutes.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
That's right. And Luke heads off to some different waters. I'll let him tell you about that later. A team never to be broken, but a team that heads off into amazing expansion. Can't wait for you to see and hear the rest of the story one day. Luke and Dave, welcome back to I Work For Him. And thanks for supporting the work that we do here on the air.
Hey, thanks for mentioning Publix.
Yeah. Oh, another free plug right here on I Work For Him.
It's good cake.
It's Publix white cake.
It's so good.
All of their cake is good.
Yeah,
they have good bakery.
They do have a good bakery, and I'm telling you, their white cake is out of this world. That's just the way it is.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
No problem. Thanks for being on here.
We love the opportunity just to share what's on our heart. And
so I want to start off with like this serious question, although we go back. Okay, you've got your oldest now, Luke, is a senior in high school.
Ooh, baby.
So she's just gone back to school, and she's at that point where she needs you now more than ever, but she will never tell you that. How you dealing with that?
Oh, man. Well, I'm trying. I'm learning in hearing, you know, you say she needs me now more than ever, and then understanding that, you know, she doesn't like to hear my advice these days. We have a great relationship, but when it comes to giving advice and, you know, she likes
Dana's. She already knows it all. Why would she have to ask you for advice?
Well, she knows what I'm going to say because I've said it so many times, you know. And, you know, everything I talk to her about and try to give her advice, it revolves around, you know, who Christ was and who's he called us to be. And, you know, sometimes when, you know, maybe things aren't going well, you don't necessarily want to have or hear that. But like you said, Jim, you have no idea. You're planting the seeds. And later on in life, she will look back and say, oh, I'm glad my dad shared that with me. So I'll keep planting the seeds. And then, you know, most importantly, just trying to love her. You know, I'm reminded that people don't always need your love when things are going great. They need your love the most when things are going terrible or they're having a bad day. And those are sometimes the hardest people to love. My buddy Kevin Pate calls it like trying to hug a porcupine. You know, it's just
call your daughter in the morning a porcupine?
No, she's great in the morning. She smiled this morning and I said, your hair looks beautiful. And she said, thank you. And, you know.
Thanks,
you
Dad.
It reminds me of many clients. So they know what our advice is going to be, but sometimes they don't listen.
When
the market starts being volatile like it has been, we say, okay, come on, it's just a short period of time. We'll get through this. And you know, it makes them nervous anyway. So listen up.
That's right. Don't give up on your teenagers. They do need you more than ever. They'll never tell you that. But when they get into their 20s, there's some point in time where they will say, thank you, because I'm getting
like
that now.
Hugging a porcupine.
That's like hugging a porcupine. And our youngest was like that in the morning. She was like hugging a porcupine in the morning. Yeah. In fact, she still is. We just spent the weekend with her in Iowa, and she's still like hugging a porcupine before 9 o'clock in the morning.
How many times have you hugged a porcupine? Why would you do that?
Well,
how do you know what it feels like?
It's an analogy. It's a metaphor.
Dave Cruz gets serious.
Speaking of parables.
Okay.
Dave. You know.
Which I just really like that. Okay. All right. So let's deal with it. Let's just dig deep.
It's like hitting we've got to speak in golf terms.
Okay.
It's like hitting a ball out of the sand trap with the wind blowing 20 mile an hour in your face.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do
it's like don't go in that trap.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go.
Yeah, but you know, you need to enjoy all of the features of the golf course. If you don't get to enjoy all of the features, then you're
missing
really,
out. Right.
You're missing
out. That's a good point.
And
right,
sometimes
Jim,
it's many
we need
times
to go play again. Speaking of that,
that's
fun.
The rough is the fun parts because it lifts up the ball. It gives you kind of like a make-believe tee when you're out there in the rough.
Roughs.
Very few times. Most of my roughs, it's buried somewhere where you can hardly see it.
Yep.
Yeah. The golf thing, the golf thing. Now that we're in Fort Myers, the golf courses are, you know, there's alligators on every hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's way different. Okay. So family's important. Dave, your kids are now, heck, you almost have teenage grandkids now, right? Your oldest grandkid's almost 10?
She's 11.
She's 11.
Yeah.
So she is a preteen.
She's acting
already
like 18.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. So as a grandfather, though, but you can talk to her and say things to her that her dad could never say.
Certainly. And she does listen to me yet. She probably doesn't listen to her dad, but she will listen to me.
Now, that's the power of being a grandparent.
Yes,
they're unsuspecting.
They think you're wise.
Well, they're unsuspecting. They think, well, I don't know. My grandson, we were on vacation with him in Tennessee, and he just turned 16, and he paid me this great compliment. I'm like, wow. I wonder if he's ever said that to his father. Because his father's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about calling for a minute. When you look at, so you guys have run alongside each other for a lot of years already. What is the calling on your life, Dave Cruz?
Okay. So I believe a calling. I believe very few people are called into a work experience. Those that are called are usually called into the ministry. I think the rest of us, no matter what we do.
I couldn't disagree with you more, but you go ahead.
Okay. I think no matter what we do, our calling is what the Bible says, go out into the world preaching the gospel, making disciples of all nations. That's my calling.
Okay.
To be an influence.
Is that your calling or your mission?
Both.
Okay.
I think my calling, I think no matter what I did, I ended up being in finance through circumstance, which God arranged, but I think no matter what I did, that's my calling.
Okay, but don't you have a propensity towards being a pretty good financial advisor?
Yeah, but I you know, that wasn't my primary desire in college.
Well, but
even,
in college,
even though
do
I
we
took
really
the economics
know,
and business,
do we really
ad,
know anything when we're in college?
Sure, just ask.
Don't ask. You don't want to know.
Ask Riley.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke's daughter.
She knows.
She knows.
Luke, what about you? What's the call on your life?
You know, as Dave was speaking, I was reminded of this quote that says, "God doesn't call those who are qualified; He qualifies those who are called." and or those he calls rather.
Right.
And over the years, it's been an evolvement, you know, of and it's spiritual maturity evolvement. And as I've grown closer and understood Scripture more, you know, I look at what God has called all of us to do, and that is to love God and love others. So the basis of my calling in anything that I do, because just like Dave said, whether we're financial advisors or I work for him, radio show host, ministry powerhouses, we're all called to love God.
Powerhouses, did you get that, Dave?
Tagging on the PowerPod. I want a PowerPod episode, man. I'm trying to get into your 15-minute PowerPod, right? That's the goal. That's the goal here. But at the end of the day, you know, no matter what you do, we're all called to love God and love others.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we come back. Lots more from Luke and Dave. Check them out online, bwmadvisors.com. Or if you want to talk to Luke right now while we're on the air, 727-798-4188, 727-798-4188. Or if you want to call Dave when he's in the office, 727-586-5655, 727-586-5655. I want you guys to know that I memorized that. I didn't have that in any of my notes.
Wow.
Nice.
Impressive.
So, when we come back, we've done that a few times.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with lots more on I Work For Him. Stay tuned.
Luke and Dave with Belair Wealth Management are longtime supporters of I Work For Him and have a passion for sharing biblically responsible investing with the I Work For Him nation. Have you ever considered that your investment portfolio contains businesses that turn a profit by working in direct opposition to God's Word? Call Luke and Dave at Belair Wealth Management at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. And find out if your investment or retirement portfolio aligns with God's heart.
Do you own apartments or serve on the condo board? Are you trying to lower water consumption? Think Utility Services is a Kingdom company committed to conservation of both water and cash. They'll help you stabilize your community's annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual water meters, charging residents for only what they consume, you can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Find out how by calling 888-MY-METER. Online at thinkutilityservices.com. thinkutilityservices.com.
There's a promise in the Bible we often overlook. In this world, you will have trouble. Yes, trouble is a reality for everyone. So how do we deal with it? For a believer, trouble is just another example of God keeping His word. He said it would come here, and it has. But trouble offers believers the opportunity to embrace one of Jesus Christ's best promises, His peace. In any circumstance, His offer of peace and rest for the weary is available immediately to all who call on His name. His peace will settle you during times of storm. So dedicate yourself fully to the Lord and get rid of everything that hinders your commitment to Him. In doing so, you will enjoy His peace today. Got questions? Find answers. Mark829.com.
Hey, welcome to I Work For Him. We're so glad that you tuned in today. As we talk about connecting our faith and our work, we're so grateful that you have sought out I Work For Him, and we really want to encourage you to check out our website. Always all the latest and greatest information on I Work For Him. iwork4him.com. I Work For Him on all of the social media platforms. But just keep this in mind. Your workplace, it is your mission field, and it is our goal to transform the workplace of every Christian into a mission field. Now, it already is, but maybe some of you don't realize that, and that's what we're talking about here on I Work For Him. So make sure you check us out online, iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. We're talking about calling today and several other subjects as we have Luke and Dave from Belair Wealth Management in the studio. Or is it Dave and Luke? Dave and see, it doesn't sing as good.
It does. It does. It's much better.
Dave and Luke from Belair.
Why don't we get a vote?
Why don't we get a vote?
Caller should text
call into the listener line, 866-713-9675. Make sure you leave Luke and Dave some real sweet notes.
Luke and Dave, it just comes out better.
So we're talking about calling. And Luke, you were trying to get out the saying that, you know, God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. That's what you were saying.
Exactly right.
And the point of that is that people, if they think that they're like, I am God's gift to radio, well then, that's probably not the spot that God's going to call you, because you just think it's all about you. Mm-hmm. But when God calls you to somewhere and says, here's where I'm going to send you, and you're like, radio? What are you, crazy? I'm not going to do radio. What do I know about radio? He'll say, I'll take care of that part. Mm. Because that's really more the story. He doesn't call the prideful Dave. He doesn't call, I think that's really more the point of that saying. I don't know that that's really a biblical saying, but the point behind it is God equips you for where he's sending you.
Yeah, and I had an experience once with somebody at our church at the time, thought they were being called to the mission field. And they wanted to go out and be full-time missionaries. And, man, they were not equipped. And it really was a tough thing. Somebody ended up talking to them and saying, hey, maybe this isn't the path you should follow. So, somebody like that thinks they are called, but man.
But I've seen that a lot, where a lot of people think that they're called to a foreign mission field.
Right?
But a lot of times it's because they just couldn't. They're like, well, I can't get a job here that I'm really good at. Maybe I should be a missionary. I mean, I've seen that a lot I know that's tough to say on the air, but I have met many people on the foreign mission field who are incredible, who have given up everything to be there. And I've met some people on the foreign mission field, you're going, but it doesn't fit.
Right. But how do you discern that? How do you discern?
Prayer, fasting, a group of people around you that are praying over it?
But they really believe they're being called, right?
But I mean, from the beginning when that one person was being called? Did you sense right then that wasn't really a fit?
I did.
So is God telling you one thing and him the other?
That's never the
case. Right? Yeah, God doesn't tell two people two different things, does he?
One wouldn't think. Maybe he has a purpose. He has a purpose in everything. Maybe he has a purpose for that.
I think God can use every experience, but is there really a purpose in us going places where God wasn't calling us? Because we can go where God's not calling us to go, but God can still use that in our lives. Have you done things and been involved in things that probably weren't where God wanted you to be?
Certainly.
Right. Has God used them?
Yes.
Luke, what about you?
Right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. When you look back, a little bit younger, so have less less time to. I looked at you first.
He wasn't comparing.
I looked at him first. No,
he wasn't
Dave. We know. We're just pick on Jim Day. Over the years, there's choices that I made that didn't align with God's heart, right? And when the choices I made didn't align with God's heart, that wasn't a place where necessarily God was going to qualify me to be or equip me to be in that area. But as I look back, there's friendships and there's people that I minister to. There's, folks that are still in my past that I connect with, and they know who I am and they know who God's called me to be today as I've matured spiritually and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, throughout my own life, right, you've made decisions that you felt were in the flesh, I guess we would call them, earthly decisions or cultural decisions where you wanted to be someone maybe God wasn't calling you to be.
Well, that's why we're not puppets. We have free will.
That's right.
So
we have free will. We can screw up our lives all on our own.
Exactly. Well, and they can still use those.
Well, like, for instance, I have a computer science degree.
Whoa.
A programming degree. How many programmers have you ever met in your life?
Well, I'm sure I've met a lot of them.
Luke, have you met a lot of them?
I have, only because I worked at Robert Half Technology,
okay.
And that
and
was
how
my job.
How many of those programmers match the personality that I demonstrate?
Right, zero.
Zero.
Actually, no. There was a couple, but most of them were, you had to peel stuff out of them.
Right, okay.
You're
so,
just like, stuff
so
is coming
I have
out
a computer science degree because
nose.
Somebody spoke into me, but I never ever prayed about it when I got my degree. And I got out of there, I'm like, I'm not a programmer. I don't like to sit still all day. And I like to talk to people. And I'm not good analytically, and I don't like to document anything. So anyway, but God used it and then got me into a spot where I'm because I love the insurance world. The insurance world was fantastic. Okay. So your calling. So we disagree a little bit, Dave. You're thinking that you don't necessarily have a calling as a financial advisor. I don't know how that makes your clients feel, but they all look at you going, I think Dave's pretty good at what he does.
Dave's real good at what he does.
Right. So if that's not a calling, but it's a natural gifting.
It is
okay.
A gift.
If it's not a calling, it's a gifting. How does that gifting, which comes from God, all of our gifting comes from God, how does that play out in your work all day long? I mean, this call on your life, you said your call on your life was to be to the Great Commission. How does that play out in the work that you do?
Well, that's pretty easy. God's given me clients to talk with and to develop relationships with and to counsel in both financial matters and sometimes in the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And my job is to make sure they know where I'm coming from and that I'm receiving direction from God and from the scriptures and from the Holy Spirit. And once they realize that, whether they're believers or not, they say, hey, I want what he's got. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that carries out to clients, like I say, both believers and non-believers.
Mm-hmm. Luke, what about you? I mean, what do you think the call on your life mm-hmm. is? Financial advising, you got mortgage background, real estate mm-hmm. background, which you're good at both of those. You're a good financial advisor. You've also got PNC insurance background. The call on your life seems to be something financial. Mm-hmm. How does that play out in what you do each and every day here at Bel Air Wealth Management and in the future place where you're going to go?
Well, you can mention it.
Well, I didn't know if we were okay to mention
it. Yeah, it's okay. Nothing high. It's all good. Inspire Advisors.
Inspire. I know you're working on all the paperwork because that 151 pages of paperwork I did this weekend.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
That was ridiculous.
Listen, I spent a lot of time this weekend preparing paperwork. It was a long
So InspireAdvisors.com, right?
Yeah, InspireAdvisors.com. But, you know, really what I'm focused on is delivering a message. You know, I've felt this new obligation just to share what God has put on my heart. And I know and Dave and I have talked about it. It affects everyone differently, right? Some people gravitate towards it. Some people, understand it and believe it and implement it.
And we're talking about biblically responsible
investing,
which we've talked about a lot in the last year or two.
Yeah. So with me, you know, my new calling is been...
is it a new calling?
It is.
Only or is it a clarification on your calling?
Well, yeah, I guess it'd be a clarification or an enlightenment, right? Enlightenment is probably the better word because as a financial advisor, I was always, just like Dave said, we're trying to treat our clients with, you know, in trying to, you know, we pray with our clients. We do, you know, we empathize with our clients scripturally and try to draw people closer to God through our relationships. And then now the enlightenment came when biblically responsible investing came into my life, introduced by you and Martha, thank God. Thank you. And then nowadays, it's, taking biblically responsible investment nationally and with my clients and whoever wants to jump in, okay? It's, like I said, some people jump in with both feet. Some people maybe not. But my job is to hopefully, like in Romans 12:2, we're transforming minds. You know, you talk about
changing that, the way you
changing
think.
The way you think. Okay,
yep.
Don't conform to the patterns of this world, but transform your transform your mind. So that's really educating, praying, caring, not condemning, not trying to manipulate the way people are thinking. It's being a messenger. Okay, my obligation. I'm trying to fulfill my obligation that God put on my heart to share Christ with everyone through who you invest with and who you partner with. You know, it's not okay to okay to profit from pornography. It's not. You know, it's not okay to profit from abortion. You know, so it's not okay to profit from industries that go against God's heart. Adult movies, violence and gambling and killing people and, you know, just all these things have come to pass. And that's what God's put on my heart. So my role now is educate and let the Holy Spirit lead them. You know, as I'm talking to churches and senior pastors and...
You're a Baptist. Are you sure you're allowed to say Holy Spirit?
Baptist. I'm a believer, brother. I go to a church that
Dave,
has Baptist
going,
on their
wow,
sign.
Wow. Dave, you know I grew up Baptist too, just to keep that in mind.
Why?
Why? Because you don't hear enough about the power of the Holy Spirit in your work. I mean, when was the last time you had a conversation with somebody at...
Why do you relate that to being Baptist?
Because
the Holy Spirit's mentioned often in the Baptist church. What are you saying?
I just growing up Baptist and Evangelical Free Church, I never ever heard sermons on here is how, as a Jesus follower, you utilize the power of the Holy Spirit
really?
In your life. Never.
What kind of Baptist church was
I
that?
I went to your church for decades.
Come on. They talk about the Holy Spirit all the time.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. What is important to know is the Holy Spirit is behind all the work that we do, and he wants to get involved in those actions. He is, in fact, our unfair advantage as we do our work every day because he's got the answers to all the questions that you're asking. And that's why
all you got to do is listen, right?
Right. He's the counselor that Jesus said, I got to go so the counselor can come. All right. When we come back, lots more with Luke and Dave. Check them out online, BWMAdvisors.com. Inspire Investors.
Inspire Advisors.
Advisors. That's what I meant. Inspire Advisors. I had it written too. And I'm looking at this. InspireAdvisors.com. Or check out Luke. Call Luke, 727-798-4188. Or Dave in the office when he's not golfing, 727-586-5655. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. officepridefranchise.com.
Promise Keepers is back. It's time to take back what manhood is supposed to look like. Next July 31st, Promise Keepers comes to AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. Imagine over 80,000 men gathered to worship, pray, receive encouragement, and a fresh vision for who we are called to be as men of God. Bring your sons, your fathers, your friends, and neighbors to Promise Keepers next summer in Dallas. Registration is now open at PromiseKeepers.org. Register at PromiseKeepers.org.
Do you own apartments or serve on the condo board? Are you trying to lower water consumption? Think Utility Services is a Kingdom company committed to conservation of both water and cash. They'll help you stabilize your community's annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual water meters, charging residents for only what they consume, you can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Find out how by...
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In South Carolina, a North Myrtle Beach city spokesman says officials believe one or more suspected tornadoes from Hurricane Dorian damaged several residents and mobile homes in the city Thursday morning. Spokesman Patrick Dowling says no injuries were reported, but several residents were taken to shelters. City officials in North Myrtle Beach say rain is combining with the rising ocean to exacerbate flooding. Meanwhile, the hurricane is continuing to complicate air travel in the southeast. Airports in Wilmington, North Carolina, and Florence, South Carolina, were expected to remain closed until Friday morning. According to FlightAware, more than 500 U.S. flights were canceled by mid-afternoon Thursday. Airlines have already canceled more than 200 flights scheduled for Friday, especially in an area from Norfolk, Virginia to Savannah. On Wall Street, the Dow by 373 points. The NASDAQ rose 140. More details at srnnews.com.
Jacksonville News at the top of the hour on Talk 100.3.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. With Hurricane Dorian gone, there's still some concerns that remain. The National Weather Service has a coastal flood warning in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Those who live along the coast should be prepared for rising water. Also, those planning on going to the beach should be aware of life-threatening rip currents from the storm. Now, Disney is planning to donate more than $1 million to help with the relief efforts in the Bahamas. The company made the announcement today it would commit the money in cash after the country was decimated by Hurricane Dorian. A Jacksonville man had a unique way of keeping his smart car safe from Hurricane Dorian. Patrick Eldridge says he moved the vehicle into his kitchen to keep it safe from storm damage. His wife says the car was already in the garage and was moved into the kitchen after she told him there was no way it would fit. Apparently, it fit. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we talk with Luke and Dave for the last time together on the air. Dave hasn't decided whether he wants to have his own time with Jim and Martha on the air. And if you're wondering where Martha is today, don't get all mad at me. No, I didn't kick Martha off the show. She's up seeing her folks in northern Minnesota, taking a little bit of time away. And we're just grateful that, you know, she gets that time away with her
Sabbath.
Folks. It's a Sabbath rest. And then next week, no.
Can you imagine? Honey, I'm going to go away for a week. You do the radio show for a week. I think I get the look. I'm pretty sure I get the look. All right, we got Luke and Dave here. If you want to talk to Luke and Dave, you're looking for a financial advisor. If your financial advisor doesn't pray with you, if your financial advisor is not a Christ follower, and he or she doesn't have an eternal perspective, doesn't understand the call on our lives to make an impact on our world with the gifts that we've been given, both financially and spiritually, you need to find a new financial advisor. Amen. You can call Luke 727-798-4188, 727-798-4188, or inspireadvisors.com, or you can get a hold of Dave at Bel Air Wealth Management, bwmadvisors.com, or in the office, 727-586-5655, 727-586-5655. I did have one other thought, Luke, before we go into talking more about Inspire and Bel Air Wealth Management and the parallel paths you and Dave are going to talk about. We've just witnessed this week, and this is going to date stamp the show, but that's okay. The Bahamas, the northern part of the Bahamas, absolutely getting destroyed. Literally, I'm surprised the numbers today are 20 people have been killed. I'm surprised, based on the pictures we've seen, I'm surprised it's not thousands already. But this is a real opportunity, this is the way I see it, for Christ followers to come in and help resurrect a nation. Because there's opportunity for business there. There's a lot of people that are out of work. There's a lot of people out of homes. There's homes that need to be rebuilt. Some in some areas where they were before, and obviously in some areas they probably shouldn't rebuild again. But there's opportunities for Christians to be the number one investors in rebuilding that nation, because we could influence a whole nation.
And I'm quite confident Christians will take that opportunity and run with it. You know, Samaritan's Purse is probably getting ready now, even though they're in the heart. They're probably in the heart of where it's coming.
Yeah, that's right.
World Vision will be
inland.
There.
They're inland, near Boone.
I think the Christian community will be out there in greater force than anybody else.
Well, I'll tell you, our family started a donor advice fund with National Christian Foundation a little over a year ago, and we give monthly to it, and then part of my investment advisory fees quarterly also goes to this donor advice fund. So the clients that I partner with, unknowing to them, they're actually funding these types of projects. And a good example is at dinner on Monday night, Tuesday night, family and I were all together, and I said, listen, this hurricane, we need to do something. What's on your heart? And I knew Samaritan's Purse would be probably one of the first organizations down there. So I went through their website, and it's Hurricane Dorian Relief. And I read it off to them, and the family is like, let's do it. And so we went to our donor advised fund, and immediately we gave money directly to Samaritan's Purse and put on there that Hurricane Dorian Relief Fund. And, you know, so that is, you're exactly right, that we are, as believers, you know, we prayerfully we're going to stand with them. You know, not everybody can give financially, but prayerfully we can all stand with them.
And we should be praying a lot.
Big time.
The devastation has got to be amazing.
Yeah. So, and then financially, for those who can give financially, and $5 or $1, whatever it is, man, you just come together and give a piece. But that's one of the unique things that Inspire Investing inspired me to do, was to create this donor advised fund and start taking management fees that my clients trust me with and doing good things. So a lot of my clients have no idea, but they just gave to the Hurricane Dorian Relief Fund, which is pretty neat.
Well, they can too. So if you go to Samaritan's Purse, I don't have their website memorized, but it's probably samaritanspurse.org, I would imagine.
Yep.
That's a great organization. There's others that are
World Vision. There's multitudes.
Are they still solid on their vision? World Vision. Are they
yes.
still okay. So
yeah.
World Vision's another great one.
And Salvation Army.
Salvation Army would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Some of the other bigger organizations aren't. They're not as Christ-centric as they used to be. But there's an opportunity there for us to minister to our Bahamian neighbors.
Amen.
Because they're really off the Florida coast. It's literally a couple-hour boat ride to the closest island. I mean,
we were there in July, man. And when we saw that the devastation, we were there in July. So when you're there recently and you see, I mean, it's not like a very luxurious island to begin with, right?
No, but the people are amazing.
They
and
are.
The food
Listen,
is good.
Yeah. So you know, the nicest place on the island we were at was Atlantis, right?
Right.
I mean,
and Atlantis is on Nassau, and it didn't get bothered,
right?
So I mean,
that was okay.
So that was not the Bahamian Rhapsody.
No, that was not the Bahamian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody, maybe, Dave.
Okay. Just
different.
Just saying.
Wasn't your blue suede shoes more your style back?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh. Oh.
Okay. Going to the church and we're going to get married.
We are talking with
Oh, you know that one? Where did that come from?
I was growing up, when I was a teenager, I had all the 50s and 60s tapes.
Really?
We used to put them in. My parents were like, this kid likes this music.
So you were a cool hand Luke.
I was. That's what my dad called me.
All right. I love that. All right. We're talking with Luke and Dave today. These guys are financial advisors who love the Lord, who have an eternal perspective, and can really help you guys put your money where it should be in gaining profits for the kingdom so that you can retire and head into a second half of life where you're serving full time instead of just getting to serve at your work. And then when you have extra time after that, these guys will help facilitate that. But these guys also, they're making some changes. Okay. You guys have been walking alongside each other. It's almost 6 years, I think, if I remember correctly. It's probably 5.5, 6 years you've been walking alongside each other. Yeah. But now we're heading off in different directions. Well, Luke, why don't you talk about why the change?
You know,
to go to inspireadvisors.com.
Right. So, number one, there's nothing easy about it, you know, because when you enjoy the people you're with Randy and the opportunities and with Dave and, you know, it wasn't easy, you know. So you seek counsel from people you trust, that respect, that are going to have an unbiased opinion, and you gather information, you know, and for me, it really just boiled down to long-term planning, right? What is my next 10 to 20 years look like? And then the word you know,
in 20 years, you'll be Dave's age.
Actually, I'll be younger.
So, no,
stop.
No.
That's not nice, Jim. Anytime he gets a chance
age
to get
nice.
At your age.
Age is nice. Age is good.
Listen,
that's right.
I agree.
He wishes he had all the wisdom.
Absolutely. You got that right, brother.
I'm good with age.
So, you know.
You know I love you, Dave.
But your ministry.
He's throwing
here,
stuff at me.
Your
now.
Ministry, I work for him, right?
Yep.
I mean, that really says it all. To about the direction and the change and why and long-term planning. And, you know, with Inspire Advisors, I have an ownership interest in the organization. You know, and then being with an organization that's all in for biblically responsible investing, right? From the top down to the bottom, you know, they are all in. And I just wanted to be a part of that movement.
I believe you're going to become the mouthpiece for that movement. I really do.
We'll see. Then I appreciate that. And you never know what God has in plan. But I'll continue to educate. I'll continue to work hard for others and to be an educator, you know, and to try to transform minds like we talked about earlier, because that's really what it takes. You know, and the Holy Spirit does that, right? I mean, Pastor Jeff talks about it all the time, where someone can talk you into something, someone else is going to talk you out of it. It's got to be a heart thing. Holy Spirit has to do the nudging and the prompting. And if he doesn't, that's okay, you know, right? I mean, but for me, that's the direction that I've been prompted and said, go.
And what's really cool, though, is you are still going to be officing right alongside Dave. So this partnership really isn't, you may have different broker dealers, but your partnership is not done.
Yeah, no, and that's one of the great things. Randy's been great. Dave's been great. My office is in the same office. We're going to be working hand in hand, because some clients may not want biblically responsible blessing. That's okay. And I'll refer those guys over to Dave and Randy. We've talked about that. You know, so there's a lot of synergy still. You know, we're not, you know, this isn't the end. This is actually kind of a new beginning. Or, you know, I've got this niche. I'll have my own little office sign above my door that'll, you know, Inspire Advisors, and it'll have a little, you know, card, and people can know a little bit more about that. But, you know, I'm in the little office with a niche, you know.
So, Dave, how are you doing with the change? I mean, it's that sounds funny. No, you're not going through menopause, but how are you doing with the change?
Right.
I mean, this is you've been watching God move in this whole process for years already. Is this change exciting to you or freaky to you?
It's a little freaky, just in the fact that, you know, you mentioned before, the Holy Spirit doesn't talk to somebody and say one thing and somebody else and say something else. So it's one of the mysteries to me how that can happen. Mm. I do believe that happens. I prayed about it. I read the book, and I'm not 100% convinced that BRI is required or even wanted for every one of my clients. Mm. So how can the Holy Spirit tell him one thing and me another? That's still a mystery to me.
But you're seeking it, and that's all anybody could ever ask. I mean, you're asking a question. And
that's it, man.
And we know your heart.
It does bother me a little bit because it just, you know, how how does that happen?
Yeah.
But it happens. You know,
Pastor Jeff talks about it, that too. I always mention Pastor Jeff because he's a great teacher, but he talks about...
Why don't you tell people where they can find Pastor Jeff? Because you guys talk about it all the time.
It's First Baptist Church. Actually, it's not. It's Indian Rocks Baptist Church in Largo. But yeah, he talks about when he's preaching.
Florida, for those of you Texas listeners.
Largo, Florida. He'll look into the crowd. And it might be somewhat of a joke, but, you know, two people sit next to each other, one's sleeping, one's crying. You know, it's kind of like...
Just
how it affects everyone differently, you know, and it's a process, right? I mean,
so Luke reads 1 Corinthians 5, and I read 1 Corinthians 5, and we come away with
1 Corinthians 10,
and we come away with completely different messages. But we're still, you know, I'm still praying about it.
But you're both created in the image of God, and you both have minds that God gave you. And the cool part is you can still work alongside each other when you get problems or you get clients together. You can.
And the joy is I'm convinced someday I'll look back at it and say, oh, that's what God had planned. That's right. Pretty cool. His plan was better than mine.
Amen.
Which it always is.
That never happens. Amazing.
Hey, we're all in agreement that God's plans are far greater than ours.
Right.
We're doing the best we can with what we have.
But change is still different.
And
the good news is you don't have to, you know, when I started preparing for the show, I thought, well, Luke was going to have to move out of the office. But this part, you don't have to miss Luke and all the razzing.
Exactly.
I don't have to get rid of the wisdom of with Randy and trust and bonds and Dave with, you know, investing and, you know, research. And so, I mean, I'm just thankful, you know, so it worked out awesome.
It's all good. Yep. It's all good.
All right. When we come back, lots more from Luke and Dave, but I'd love for you to just get a hold of these guys. Check Dave out online, bwmadvisors.com, or on the phone, 727-586-5655, 727-586-5655. And, of course, you can always find that stuff online on their website, bwmadvisors.com. He's falling asleep on me. Or Luke.
I'm always awake.
You get hold of Luke, inspireadvisors.com, 727-798-4188. Text them right now. Let them know you're listening. 727-798-4188. You're listening to I Work For Him. These guys are living out their faith right before you as they're seeking the Lord and what they're doing in their work. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sidera delivers a fresh approach that's reshaping the healthcare landscape. How? We provide uncommonly high levels of service and a superior healthcare experience while delivering tremendous value for members and their families. The Sidera solution blends several service options to offer our members a high-quality healthcare solution at a low cost. Sidera members typically save 30 to 60% compared to other healthcare options. For large, unexpected medical expenses, Sidera's community is here to help. There are no out-of-network concerns when it comes to medical costs. Members can visit the physician, clinic, or hospital that best meets their needs when they're sick or injured. At Sidera, we're building a new kind of community, one whose members commit to pursuing a healthy lifestyle and sharing the cost of medical care. We would love for you to join us and invite you to reach out today.
Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com. Welcome to the I Work For Him Radio Power Thought for the Day. I'm Jim Brangenberg, host of the I Work For Him Radio program, heard 5 days a week. Heard a great quote about leadership recently, that the first step in being a good leader is being a good follower. I don't know about you, but being a follower is not one of my top strengths. That sounds like, in order to be a good leader, we must be willing to be led. That in order to be a good leader, we must be willing and actually have people speaking into our lives and leadership. Not what most of us think about when we think about our own leadership and how to develop it. Do you have someone in your life that you allow to speak into it? Are you willing for that person to be younger than you? Are you willing to be a Proverbs 9:9 person? Instruct the wise and they'll be even wiser. We pray with you today that you'll be willing to have another person speak in your life and your leadership. For more about I Work For Him and how you can listen every day to Christ followers just like you who are living out their faith in their work, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com.
The
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. We're so excited to have Luke and Dave in here. This is their last show together as Luke heads off.
Oh, you never know.
Well, that's
Sorry
true.
For the interruption.
Well, you
never know.
God's plans are bigger.
That's right. We're going to miss the color that Dave brings to the show, but I'll have to do less editing. No, but I really don't edit shows. So they, and you know that you're listening to the show, you know I probably should do more.
Yeah, exactly.
Luke heads off to InspireAdvisors.com, where he will focus entirely on bringing a biblically responsible investment portfolio to you at all times. Dave stays at Bel Air Wealth Management, BWMAdvisors.com, and he will bring a mixed version of all of that. So for not everybody, for people that just are not all in for biblically responsible investing, Dave will offer you all both options. I mean, Dave, you're still going to offer people on biblically responsible
investing.
The heathen
version? Is that what you're saying?
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
The heathen version.
Come on.
Wow. I did not
that,
at all
okay,
say that.
Okay.
I said, are you going to offer are you going to offer a hybrid? Are you going to offer both?
Yes.
Yeah.
If clients want to go that way, I have several clients that
perfect.
That are doing that.
We're a little
no
sensitive.
Problem.
Are we a little sensitive today or what? Wow, the heathen version. Wow. That is not at all
he said. Yeah, I like that version. You have the BRI version or the heathen version.
So,
well,
you,
that's,
anyway.
No, don't go there.
Okay.
Don't go there. That's,
of course not.
That's
man.
The danger
back,
I worry about.
Take it back
about.
A little bit. But here's the cool part. Even, Dave, as you're investing in companies that may not qualify for 100% BRI, you can still send notes and letters to the to the board of directors and say, listen, I like your company. I really don't like how you're investing on the side.
And as a shareholder, that's our
you have
obligation.
A right.
A right and an obligation, I believe, right? So that is happening.
You're going to do that more and more?
Yes. Yes.
Man, I think it's fantastic. Do you ever get any responses, though, when you guys
no.
send letters? You don't?
I think you have to be like Icon or somebody and just get into billions of shares. And that's what I wish maybe. And Luke, that may be Luke's future with BRI is get enough influence, enough people that will back that up.
You need billions.
You need billions. So you need somebody on the seat. That's what you really that would be the goal to get more Christian people on the major board of directors.
Well, and I would bet that listening to this audience, everybody knows somebody that serves on a board of directors of a publicly traded company. Are you in connection with them? Are you checking to see what they're doing with their on-the-side dollars? Because, every company, if they're any good, should be making a profit. But what are they doing with those profits? How do they invest them socially?
So
here's the issue is a lot of these companies invest socially.
Here's an opportunity. Somebody should start a business or a nonprofit even, gathering proxies from Christians. That's all they'd have to do is, okay, send my proxy into this Christian organization and they will vote it in a biblically responsible manner.
Interesting.
Okay. But
like
you look at publicly traded stocks like Google, which is under Alphabet, I believe,
right.
And Amazon. Okay.
Right.
Two phenomenal stocks. And Apple as well. But Amazon, huge purveyor of pornography.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of their things they sell. They
nobody,
sell pornography.
Nobody thinks Amazon and pornography.
No, but they're a huge purveyor of it.
Just,
and Google is a huge purveyor of it as well. I don't know if you've accidentally typed in anything in your images. You clicked on images or something, and you're like, oh, I wasn't looking for that.
Well, that and YouTube, because they own YouTube.
Google owns YouTube. Right. I mean, so
Alphabet.
How do you deal with that? I mean, because there's some companies like Amazon is they changed the world of shipping. They've changed the world of retail.
Mm-hmm.
But they also are a huge purveyor. I don't know what kind of profits they make off of the pornography.
Can't be much, man.
That is not a major part of their business.
But it's still a part of their business.
But it's still part of their business.
Okay, so the economy has – I just want to be able to answer that question. Maybe in a future show we could talk about that. But Dave, do you now, I'm not going to ask you that question. How do you deal with – I'm not going to put you totally on the spot. But
you can. I've been on
– Do you invest in Amazon?
Right. I've never invested in Amazon, but not necessarily from a biblically responsible viewpoint. I've not invested in Amazon. I just don't understand their P.E. ratios. And they don't make enough money, in my opinion, to justify the price of the stock. So if you're a value investor, you don't invest in Amazon. If you're a growth investor, hey, they did a great job growing.
Right. All right, so let's talk about the economy just in the last few minutes, because everybody listening is impacted by the economy. The news has out there been purveying the recession is looming because the price of a 10-year Treasury inverted yield curve, which, oh my gosh, we heard that way too many times. The 10-year Treasury is earning less than a 3-month Treasury.
2 years, but yeah.
Okay. Actually, I heard it this morning. I'm telling you, from this morning on my drive up here, I heard 3-month Treasury, so whatever. Okay. So I'm not a financial guy. You got to talk to Luke Andrews from InspireAdvisors.com or Dave Cruz from BWMAdvisors.com. Okay. You got to say that with more fervor, Dave. Okay. But so a lot of people we just got done spending time in Iowa over the weekend. The trade war has impacted really the Midwest even harder than a lot of other places because of the impact on prices of soybean and corn, things that we typically were selling over to China. What do we do with this trade war stuff? Is a trade war a good idea? Dave, I know you're going to comment on this first.
Well, trade war is a good idea to a point. I think it could be handled a lot better, but we were being taken advantage of for the last 50 years. So I think something should have been done. Something has been done in that regards. I don't agree with everything that the trade war involves now, but the point was made, and I think God created our country to be a light unto the world. So I would like to see China thrive. Their economy is still like 1/4 of the U.S. economy. But they are the second largest economy in the world. But we don't need to be the only economic power. I would like to see China. The people in China are, they should do well also.
Well, you got the Hong Kong conflict that's caused some ripples across the globe too, because Hong Kong was a British collectorate, a British electorate, there is something or it, for 100 years, and then they had to give it back to China. And the Hong Kong people were used to living in freedom, and now they're under China's rule. And that's thrown some ripples through, too. Has that impacted the markets?
It has, apparently more than I thought, because now that has settled down a little bit, that's why the market's been up yesterday and today, is because some of that has gone away. So President Trump said that the Dow Jones average would be 10,000 points higher if it wasn't for the trade wars.
It'd be huge.
Yeah. But I think he's right. Yeah. This is built in. It's probably close to 10,000 points we are down because of the trade wars.
But in all, we had a strong economy, which is the only time you really could afford to do a trade war in the first place.
True.
You had to have a strong economy in order to be able to put...
Otherwise, it'd be a disaster.
They'd get tired of it. It would wear on them, and they're like, I can't take it anymore. They just give up.
But we're pretty tired of it already.
Well, we are, but
we're surviving fine.
The economy is still going. No, we don't have 3 and 4% GDP.
We're surviving fine. Yeah.
Right. And we're almost there because China needs us, and they've been manipulating currency. I mean, we know, and Luke Andrews, you comment on this. We read Revelation, I can't remember which chapter it is. You just got done in BSF studying Revelation a couple years ago. The 200 million man army, the only place in the world that can come from is from China. So we know that they're going to be a powerhouse at the end. Unless this world goes on another 100 years.
It may or may not be for that reason.
But for the last 100 years, they've been talking, the only country that could put 100 or 200 million man army on horseback.
But might be 1,000 years from now. We don't
know.
So it could be completely different. Who knows?
Luke, what do you think about the trade war?
God knows.
Well,
I
think the media blows it out of proportion because that's how they get ratings and that's how they get people viewership. But it creates volatility in the markets. But, if you look at how Trump handled Canada and Mexico, it wasn't this huge blown out. Mexico and Canada came to the negotiating table and we got deals done. China, on the other hand, has backtracked several times now. And at the beginning, President Trump wasn't talking about tariffs and he wasn't talking about all these different demands. First, he was saying we need to renegotiate our bad trade deals, right? That was the first 6 months or a year.
Right.
And then it wasn't happened. We're going tariffs. And then it wasn't they threatened tariffs, and all of a sudden they get to a point where they got a deal maybe on the table, and then all of a sudden China at the last minute, no, we're not going to do that. Okay, we're implementing the tariffs now. So that's what it's really been, is President Trump, he's given China an opportunity to come to the table. And from what we know, and we don't know everything. I mean, there might be some things that's the way the president does. If you read his book, which I haven't, and understand, he's a hard negotiator. He puts out the worst and he wants you to come down.
And he has lived out art of the deal every day of his presidency. Yeah. Luke, people want to get a hold of you. How do they find you?
Well, you can reach me directly. My cell is always the best way to reach me. It's 727-798-4188, 727-798-4188, or my email, luke.andrews@inspireadvisors.com. Pretty simple.
That is incredibly simple. And Dave Cruz, people want to get a hold of you. How do they get a hold of you?
They can do the same thing. Email www.bwmadvisors.com.
bwmadvisors.com. All right.
D's and Dave.
727-586-5655. Any time of the day, if I happen not to be in.
Very
you
rarely.
Can always talk to somebody else in the office during hours or leave a message.
Amen. 727-586-5655. Luke and Dave, last time we get to say that for a while, maybe.
We'll
but
see.
Thank you so much for being supporting us together.
Thank you, Jim.
And for it's been a dream being on the air with you guys, and we've had a lot of fun, so we appreciate you
Bad
very, very
dream
much.
Or good dream?
Yep, well, whatever it was, it's a dream. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, but Martha's on vacation. We're Christ followers, our workplace is our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m., Hugh Hewitt at 6, Del Wamsley at noon, Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
Hey, Steve.
What's going on, Tanner?
It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry and the iStep scanner for the perfect fit, we expect everyone to leave with a smile on their face. Plus, I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store. Now show me that new 990 V5 I've been hearing about, and some clothing to match.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E, with a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals. The New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road, across from the Orange Park Mall, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. And in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
'Tis the season of high winds, thunderstorms, and hurricanes. Hey, it's Johnny the voiceover guy for SNC Square Roofing. You all know that SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, but what you might not know is that it was replaced due to wind damage. Steve over at SNC Square worked directly with the insurance company, filed all the necessary paperwork, and there were zero headaches. The storm season is here, and so is SNC Square Roofing. Don't call any roofer. Call
FM 100.3, W262